America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America.
Welcome back, welcome back. The Johnny B Show, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We're all up in hour number two, which is the final hour of our Wednesday night show. Lots of good calls and everything. So you guys keep them coming, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. If I sound a little off, it is not your speakers. My normal golden pipes are suffering a little bit. I am facing like a really bad head cold right now. So I am at home when William is in the studio controlling everything so that we can err on the side of caution. Right, Will?
Very responsible. Way to go, bud.
Thanks, man.
Your camera looks like an AHA video from 1989.
Jesus, man. I got to figure out what's going on with this thing, man. It's been messing up for like a week where I just have to turn it off, turn it back on. It's starting to piss me off.
It looks cool right now. I mean, like you're not
It's frozen,
moving.
Though.
Yeah, you're frozen, yeah. But it looks it's a cool image.
Very take on me-ish. Yeah, it's not bad. Whatever. I'm almost sick of fighting with it right now. It's annoying. We'll give you updates on the Rays game, seventh inning, and we are down a couple of runs, but we've been down in, before and come back and won. I just tweeted out that I can hardly wait for the three runs in the ninth inning to win this thing because I really feel like that's going to happen. Well, I think that's what's going to happen.
I'm not worried right now at all. Usually I would be, and probably it's because you have that very large cushion going on, like even if you lose tonight. But I feel like we could still come back and win this game real quick.
100%. Yeah. I think it's going to happen, dude. Let's go ahead and grab a phone call before we get into why I hate Cardi B again. Johnny B Show, how can we help you? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Tom from Seminole. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Tommy, what's going on?
I'm the guy that called in for the telling Will about Bruce's deli over there to get those Chicago dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Will, have you gotten over there to jam one of those big old dongs in your mouth yet?
I haven't. Not yet, but it's definitely on his to-do list for sure.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, on your boy there, I don't want to C-block him, but that girl Lori's looking for an alternative, man. Give her my number.
Whoa. Okay.
I mean, maybe there's enough Lori to go around.
Well, I don't share, but.
Oh, come on.
You know, nah,
maybe,
nah.
Maybe, what about like a three-way situation?
Ooh, you know? Yeah.
You know, just like, you don't have to like do anything to Fritz, but maybe both just like, get in. One gets the front, one gets the back, that type of thing. No,
Devil's three way.
May be too drunk to even handle it.
Fighting words.
All right,
Tommy.
Yeah,
Tommy boy.
Now, Tommy, what are you doing right now? What are you doing? What activity are you performing besides talking on the phone?
I'm an Uber driver.
Oh, you're out of breath. I don't know if you can handle Lori if you're sitting in a car breathing heavy.
No, I just unpack some packages.
Ah, there
all
you
right,
go.
Let's get some. Can we get some details from Tommy?
Yeah.
Height, weight, and penis size, please, sir.
Yes.
I'm 5'8". I'm 240 pounds.
Ooh, fatty.
A good
how's
six
that,
and
how's
a
that
half.
Ding dong, the linguine or tuna can?
definitely a tuna can, but I'm about a 6.5.
Okay, that's a thick
big
six.
Ass tuna can.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. All right, that's what's up.
Yeah. All right, there you go. No. All right, cool.
So what can you offer Lori that perhaps Fritz cannot?
Ooh.
Well,
vision?
I'm probably vision, but I can't knock the man for that, That's what life gave him, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but also screw him, right? I mean, come on.
Exactly, dude.
You're trying to win Lori's heart.
Yeah.
All's fair in love
I'm
and
war. Very outgoing person. Love to go out and eat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what you like to eat.
Have a few cocktails, but I'm not a alcoholic, so. Mm-hmm. My only downfall is I like to smoke cigars.
That's not.
I don't know. Some girls like that.
A bad thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. Lori's supposed to call in, and
I've been listening.
And she's interested, then call back, and we'll provide you with her phone number.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you would give her my number, and because if I'm on a call, I can't go from the Uber app to. Answer the phone. She leave me a message. I'll call her right back.
All right, stay on the
line.
Wouldn't
that be great? Wouldn't that be great, okay, man? If I would be so happy if she called him while he was driving somebody, and all of a sudden her phone number pops up and the map goes away, and then he just starts driving these people aimlessly around wherever part of town he's in, and they're like, "You just passed my house," and he's like, "Shut up, Daddy's trying to get some veg."
I'm gonna give him the ride.
Yeah. You're going to give Lori the ride. Hey, Tom, when's the last time you had sexual intercourse with a lady or a man?
Great question.
A month ago.
Oh, you're doing good.
Okay. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, a month ago.
Did you pay for it or was it consensual?
No. It was nothing wrong with that. Listen to him. I cook in an Italian restaurant also.
Ooh.
And I hooked up with one of the waitresses.
What? Hell yeah. Yep. She was like, "Hey, we need an order of sausage out here." And you're like, "I got a sausage for you as soon as your shift's over, baby."
Nice.
Sausage, peppers, and onions, brother.
I don't know what that means.
Hey,
you need a shower.
So wait a second. It sounds like you're doing okay with the ladies. And no knock to Lori. I mean, I'm sure Lori is a lovely lady. I haven't seen a picture of her.
She sounds like she's a very, very nice lady.
So you just like the way she sounds, you know? She sounds like
yes,
just
I
a
do.
Nice chick. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, all right.
Now, did we get your age? How old are you?
65.
Oh,
okay, perfect. Yeah, experienced man.
I just turned 65 in August.
Okay. And you don't have to take any
male enhancement
supplements or anything.
Yeah, I don't need the blue genie, brother.
Okay.
What? Hell yeah, dude! You're gonna be banging till you're 90. That's awesome.
I hope so.
All right, buddy. All right, man. Well, good luck to you.
Yeah, I wrote down your number, so if she calls and she's interested, I'll pass it along.
Yep.
I appreciate that, brother.
All right, Tom.
And if we don't, now we need to get together and meet up one day over there and get some of those hot dogs. I'll buy.
That's what's up. All right, man. Yeah. Sounds good.
Guy wants to give you a hot dog, Will.
All right, buddy.
All right. God bless.
Love Tom.
Here, dude.
I'll take Tom's hot dog anytime.
Man, I ain't driving all the way to St. Pete to get a free hot dog from some stranger.
I will.
Weird.
I will. Hey, free lunch, baby.
I guess, man. All right. Let's grab another line here. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Carl.
Hello, Carl.
Hey.
Hey, Carl.
I'd like to get a description of Lori if I could.
I have a feeling he's going to hit her with a lawnmower blade.
Yeah.
I think folks call it a sling blade, but I don't care what you call it.
It's a Kaiser blade, Carl.
Is she Kaiser old? Blade. How old is she?
62.
She's a spry 62.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, boys. This is last year, but I never call in. This is I just want to wish you guys a great night, and it's a great show.
Oh, thanks,
and
man. Hell yeah.
I think that's a little too old. I'm sorry, Lori.
Whatever.
Are you sure, man? I feel like you could use all the help you can get right now.
Well, yeah, I'm single and everything, guys. Yeah. But, I'm only 44, so, I got to keep it in the,
What about a sugar mama?
Yeah.
Get yourself a sugar mom.
No, I don't need that.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you were to hit that, you could hit it like this and like that and be like, ooh.
Ooh, yeah, so it started off as a prank, but I couldn't pull it off. I had to just say, great show. I just wanted to call and say that. So.
Oh, thanks,
God bless.
Dude.
Love you, dude.
Appreciate you, man.
Right.
God bless you.
See you, man.
God bless.
All right, bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye. Man. Oh, yeah. Lashua. 62-year-old girls. Check it out. It's like this and like that, like, ooh, I'm gonna break your hip till noon. Oh, God, why am I trying to rap? My voice is sounding like a big pile of crap. I can't even smell my coffee. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. Please don't you let this happen to me. Oh, crap, I gotta get a test. All right, well, thank you for the phone call, Lashua. So Cardi B is a hypocrite, among other things, right?
Oh, yeah, amongst other things, yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know why people idolize this girl. I mean, yes. Is she unique? Sure. Is she good to look at?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Yeah, she is.
But I think her rapping is garbage. I mean,
you gotta admit her songs they're catchy, right?
Because they're produced well with good beats.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you were to strip all the music away from her music and just have raw, you know, vocal audio, you'd be like, what is this broad talking about?
She's I would insane. Love to know, you know, her story. I'm sure there's on YouTube or something where they have, like, how did she get started? Like, what's an very
behind
early,
the music with Cardi B?
Like, a very early, you know, Cardi B track, where she just started, right? Like, was she in her bedroom, like, making beats and, like, rapping? Like, how did she get started? You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be something on YouTube.
From what I heard around the way, she was an Instagram sensation and got into rap after that.
Okay.
From her Instagram fame.
Yeah. So she must have had, like, some sort of, because she's not, I wouldn't say she's a lyricist. You know, I don't want to be rude, but
I am.
I think that she, like, I think you're right. You know, you can make anybody sound good if you have the right beats, the right software, you know, and she's not, like, technical in her abilities or anything.
No.
So I wonder if she's one of those stories where you hear about, like, the casting couch type of thing. But it seems like there's so many people eager to do that, and there's only so many slots to fill. I mean, literally and figuratively in this case.
Oh, yeah, ladies.
You know what I mean?
Well, the reason why I say she's a hypocrite, Will, is I've seen on more than one occasion her pretty much condemning celebrities for not wearing a mask out in public.
Like, yeah, I've heard that too. The president included.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's come right out like, Donald Trump and when mask, right? And well, she had her 28th birthday party, and she's getting blasted a little bit by people on social media because she had this big, fat, huge party in Las Vegas, and there are what looks to be hundreds of people. And I'm looking at a photo, and there's one person wearing a mask. And it's not like there's social distancing. Everybody is right on top of each other, crammed in like sardines, big old giant party, and nobody is wearing a mask. Like, it's completely a free-for-all. Like, we're not in a pandemic. Which, you know what? Fine for everybody that's there. I don't care. I really don't. I'm done. I'm done caring what other people do. But don't publicly shame people for not wearing a mask and not socially distancing, and then go on your goddamn Instagram and post yourself doing the same thing. I mean, she's a dummy.
Well, yeah, you sound surprised about this.
No, I'm really not surprised. I'm just annoyed by her, you know?
Yeah.
Because she is such a hypocrite.
Well, she's annoying. She's also the political voice of our times. I mean, she interviews presidential candidates. So I was trying to look up her discography here, and I found a Wikipedia. It says here that it looks like her first appearance came out in 2015 with a single Cheap Ass Weave. But I think that was a produced thing.
Boy.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like a – I wonder if they have a clean version of it.
Oh, who knows?
I'm afraid, like, even the clean one. Cheap Ass Weave.
Afraid.
Lyrics, audio only. Yeah, I don't know if any of these are clean. I want to hear it, but I'll have to do it at break, I guess.
Yeah, she's
just one of those people that just, like, popped up, though. She has, like, no, like, Eminem, you can find, like, the underground where it's, like, scratchy and, like, you can barely, like, make it out, but you can hear the music and it's
mixed
very
tapes.
Lo-fi.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she just popped up in 2015. So I want to know, like, who was, like, this chick is a star? Because she was a stripper, right? That's how she started out.
She was a stripper and then an Instagram influencer and then a rapper, I believe.
And then somebody from an A&R from a record company must have just either maybe did stuff to him or he's just like, this girl just got it. I can't imagine looking at her and being like, this girl just has it.
No, it's about popularity, man. Look at the big baby girl, the Catch Me Outside girl. Or Bad Baby,
well, she's
whatever
a freak.
She calls herself.
She's a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she
she's
got famous
popular.
With Maury Povich because she went viral with that
Dr.
Catch
Phil.
Me Outside.
Yeah.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah, Dr. Okay. Phil, yeah.
All right. Well. Like,
yeah, why don't you shut your damn mouth? How about that?
But she's not, I mean, Cardi B is uber famous. I mean, she's one of the most famous people in the world. Like, Catch Me Outside Girl, I don't even know her name. I know her as Catch Me Outside Girl.
Bad Baby.
I don't think that's it. Bad Bobby.
Something like that.
Right?
I don't know. I
she's
sound like a bad boomer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's like a internet famous, that girl. But Cardi B is legitimately
Oh, now,
a famous
yeah.
person, an uber famous person.
She won Hip Hop Artist of the Year 2 years ago for, like, the MTV Awards. I'm like, how?
It's shocking because she is very... Well, I don't know. Like, what if you find it? Like, I'm talking like I know what she does. Like, maybe she makes her own music, makes her own beats. I don't know. Maybe she's doing that stuff. I don't know. You don't know?
No. I'm going to go out on a limb say no. No, she don't.
Well, that's quite a big limb. I think you're probably right if I were a betting man.
It's a redwood limb.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
What's up, guys? It's Matt.
Hey, Matt. What's going on?
Oh, man, you brought up Bad Baby, dude.
Yeah.
I had a run-in with Bad Baby on YouTube, and I didn't know who she was. I didn't know who she was. I found her as a rapper, and then I learned about the Dr. Phil thing after.
Oh, so really? She was rapping before Dr. Phil?
No.
No. After, it's just I didn't know it was her.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just cruising through YouTube, and I found Bad Baby. I didn't know that it was a Dr. Phil girl. It's after the fact. And I was slightly impressed, dude. She can kind of rap, dude.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I have to say, I didn't know it was her. And then when I found out it was her, I was like, man, that girl's kind of talented. She actually, if you watch her as just kind of like as a star, and you listen to her lyrics, if she's actually writing it, she's not too bad, man. It's hard to say it, but she's actually not too bad.
Let me see if I can find
I've only heard one
version.
Of her songs, and she was with, what is it, what's his name? That guy. Black.
Kodak Black?
Kodak Black, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought he was, like, carrying the whole song. She just popped in and said, you know, you're my best friend. You're my best friend. You're my best friend. Stuff, my best friend. And I just assumed somebody wrote whatever she did.
Well, maybe somebody, if they're writing it, then they are. But it's just weird. I thought it was, I'm kind of embarrassed by it, actually.
Should be. All right, man. Well, you go back on YouTube and fight with horrible kids. All right. God bless.
Bye. See you, man.
Yeah.
This is it here. This is called Get Like Me. And this is Bad. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's Bad Baby or Bad Bobby. It's B-H-A-B-I-E. I thought it was Bobby, like the Barbie doll. I mean, this is... would you say as good as Cardi B or better? I think it's probably better.
I'd say better. I got endorsements ready. You just a corpse is done. I'm on the Forbes list. It's really the same level to me.
It's only got... Oh, well, this is a different YouTube. It's not her official YouTube. 20,000 views.
Oh. Wow.
I think she's Jewish.
I wouldn't doubt it.
She was born Danielle Peskowitz.
Yep.
Goalie.
Yeah.
Peskowitz. Interesting.
Yeah. Gotta catch her outside, dude.
She was born in Boynton Beach, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a Florida girl.
Interesting.
Yeah, very gangster. Boynton Beach. Yeah. Makes sense. Who's that rapping with her?
Let's see. This is a man name of NLE Choppa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know that
I got all his. I have all his records. Yeah, I can't see her. I don't think she's done a rap by herself yet.
Yeah, well, she's one of these created personalities where they kind of just, you know, A&R execs just kind of, you know, mold her and put her into the container that they want to fit her in, and this is it. Whatever they find marketable, and she's doing well. Sounds like.
I don't know. I heard that she was in rehab last time I saw her in the news or something. I don't even think she's 18.
She looks in this video. You know, I don't want to accuse her of wearing blackface, but she looks very tan. In this.
Oh, like she's over tanned it or something?
Like she looks like a light skinned black lady in it to me.
Okay. Well, she may be bronzing it up, you know?
I mean, very bronze. Very bronze.
Okay.
Because there's
you
some
sure
other
you got
pictures.
The same girl? Okay.
Yeah. No, we are. I mean, because I've seen some other pictures in here. She just looks like a Jewish girl.
Yeah, she's usually pretty pale.
Pale, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that is she Rachel Dolezal-ing it and nobody's really caring about it?
I mean, I'm sure this isn't her decision. Again, I think this is A&R execs going, yeah, just, you know, put a little bit of, you know, bronze on her. Give her a Donald Trump tan and, you know, squirt her down.
Yeah, do some, you know, kick off some of those stage lights, you know.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, William.